Merry Christmas, everyone, and welcome to the 2017 year in review of There's a Film in That.
Ding dong, there's a film in that, there's a film in that, there is.
Later in the episode, we're going to have some extra voices joining us.
Oh, extra voices, but no bodies.
Just disembodied voices. So along with Ryan.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
And Tiernan.
You're a fucking inanimate object.
Oh, swears.
We will also have Chris, Lucas, Johnny and Lottie. All huge fans of the podcast. I like the fact that we've written that ourselves. All huge fans.
Huge.
All fans. Oh. When we say all fans, we mean all of the fans.
Oh, yeah. Man, everyone's in. Plus, they probably don't want to be, you know, mentioned that they're huge.
Oh, notice yeah. How we're doing this intro without them present, yeah. So we can claim
all average
all these
size
things.
Fans of the podcast.
It's also we can actually practice our fake voices later on as well, right?
Yeah, yeah. What's yours like?
Well, this is Chris Baird.
Oh. Bitcoin, something, Christmas.
That's it.
That's pretty good. Lucas is Australian. Can anyone do an Australian accent?
Aero.
What?
Arrow!
Smashed it. So,
Beekeeper!
No, not yet.
No. Banned. So, in today's episode, we thought we would discuss our highlights from the film and TV worlds in 2017.
Ooh.
Indeed. Before doing some out-of-the-box creative exercises to discuss how our characters might be spending their Christmases this year.
Mmm. Christmas de sac.
Cold de sac.
Ooh.
Did I just beat that?
Noel de sac. Shit, now I'm left with that one.
Merry de sac.
Have you guys had a good week?
It's only Tuesday, Monday, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, well, since we last did it, but it's been a long time, hasn't it? It's been three weeks.
We have to apologise and say thank you very much to listeners for waiting so patiently for another episode. We've been busy.
You'll take what we give you.
Yeah. You open your ears. And you listen.
So many people have complained, Matt.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Thanks, Matt.
That's why you're not invited to the listener party, Matt. Ooh. Our fifth listener is not invited. Complaints are not tolerated on There's a Film in That. You will take what is given to you and you'll enjoy it.
Sorry, Matt.
Sorry, Matt.
I apologise for nothing.
Wow, Tiernan, you're very, very aggressive today.
Yeah, well.
What's been going on?
There's an empty bag of Smarties in front of us. I think Tiernan's just been boshing them before we started.
Is there? Where's
the
Smarties? Shit,
it's
I've been
tricked. Joke. It's a joke because I can't see anything. It's a podcast.
Shit.
You could say there's anything in front of you.
There's a tiger in front of you. So, okay.
Any exciting news? Anyone excited about anything? It's Christmas.
I'm excited about Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas. I was in Copenhagen for the Christmas market.
How was that?
It was lovely.
Was it full of tat, like every Christmas market?
Complete another tat, but lovely tat. The vibe was lovely if the tat was not. So they have a lovely theme park there in the middle. Europe's second oldest theme park right in the centre of town. They turn it into Christmas markets this time of year, and it was lovely.
On like the rides, there's just like little huts selling bratwurst. Right,
basically, all around the rides are still.
This is not the time for hot wine.
There's Nutella flying everybody on the merry-go-round.
Oh, you were there as well.
I was, yeah.
It was very good. It's a good spot. Good food markets. Good Christmas markets.
Look at you, fancy travel man.
Have you ever done a Christmas market?
Yeah, I've been to
Portsmouth doesn't count.
Birmingham has a good one.
Birmingham, yeah.
Really good, actually. I recommend it.
Do you know what else is from Birmingham?
Peaky fucking Blinders!
Smashed it.
Yeah.
Better than last week, I feel.
No.
Just the same. You turned into like one of the lurchers.
Hello! it will improve. 2018, what is it? Resolution, that was the word.
Yeah.
New, better and improved Peaky Blinder accent.
Okay. I think that's achievable. I believe in you.
Yeah.
I believe in me.
That's two.
I believe.
2 out of 3. 66% belief rate in the podcast.
I believe in Harvey Dent.
Do you?
Oof. Big shout.
Don't believe in him. So where are you going to be spending Christmas, Ryan?
Well, I'm splitting my time between the families. I'm going to Portsmouth then Cornwall.
Yeah.
I thought that would rhyme at the end of that. The way you set that up.
I couldn't. Portsmouth. I don't know, anywhere else. I'm going to be there and I'm going to be getting up early because my niece and nephew will be losing their shit over Christmas presents. And
nice.
That's exciting, isn't it? It's exciting when people are excited.
It is, but they're just unwrapping machines, aren't they, kids? They care nothing for the content. It is simply they are like crack. It's like crack to them, isn't it?
Presents.
I'm wrapping presents.
What do you give them?
Another one.
Especially when I give them crack.
And then I'm going to hire a car and drive to Cornwall.
Nice.
Yeah, and just stand on the cliff for 3 days.
You're going to eat a lot of food.
I eat so much fucking food.
They bring it to the cliff.
Yeah. I stand there with the wind blowing, like tears rolling down my face from the wind. Nothing else. No emotions. Just no emotions. A science thing. And then I stand there, my hands on my hips, and just bring in the new year. Pull it in with my hands.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a powerful image.
It's very powerful.
Yep. It's going to be on the next...
It's a far deeper answer than I was expecting.
Yeah. It's actually going to be on the next front cover of Watchtower.
Is it?
The Jehovah Witness pamphlet.
Can't wait for them to come to my door in 2018.
Hey, that's Ryan.
A little teaser there for the new year, everyone.
Yeah.
Look out for those Jehovah's Witnesses. They're coming your way with Ryan's tears.
Nice. Oh. What about you, Tiananmen Square?
I shall be heading back to Ireland to my family. And then, I haven't been home in, 2 Christmases now? 3 years, so... going back.
Do they know you come in?
Yeah, right. Have they not seen you for a couple of years?
This is my triumphant return.
The prodigal son.
I'll see some friends, spend some time with the family, coming back for New Year's with my better half here then.
Nice.
She goes off to Portugal.
Lovely.
To eat Nando's.
I'm bringing her up because she's upset she hasn't got a shout out yet on the podcast.
Oh.
Shout out!
There's no way she's listening.
Yeah. She'll listen to this bit and then she'll be like, I do not want you hanging around with Ryan anymore.
Is she here?
She has a bad influence on you. I don't know why he's suddenly gone French.
So I told you didn't want a shout out.
Chulos.
How about you, Ash?
I am going to my better half's family in the New Forest.
Nice. With the ponies.
Where the ponies are, and Trivial Pursuit and red wine. A gallon.
Gallon of red wine.
I reckon.
Nice.
It's Christmas, isn't it?
Do you have any Christmas film traditions?
I like to watch them.
I like to circle them in the Radio Times with every intention of watching them and then just not bothering.
Okay.
Solid.
That's a good approach.
When was the last time you guys watched The Queen's Speech?
Never.
I can't remember the last time I did. I'm gonna try and get that one in.
Yeah?
I'm gonna throw a glass of wine on the floor. When everyone's laughing and talking, it's like, shut your face! There's an old lady you want to talk to for 10 minutes.
What's she got
to say? And then I bring my mum in. No, there we go. Shout out!
Actually, I think it's I was thinking that. I asked a question. It's less film. It's more. We go for the stand-up comedy DVDs.
Do you really?
Really?
Yeah. We always have them, a couple of them under the tree. Throw them on then as like a, post-meal watching.
Really?
Yeah.
I think because we got
Bit of Stuart Lee.
Nice.
Hey, that was a good. Did you go and see him?
I did. Brilliant.
Ryan didn't come.
Brilliant.
Ryan didn't come.
Yeah.
It was funny. I had seen all of it before.
Really?
It was less funny.
Yeah, I've seen him multiple times. But I hadn't seen most of that show before.
Turns out I'd been to the warm up for that show twice and not put it together.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
Nice. And he does a lot of warm up shows, doesn't he?
It's about 7,000, I think. Yeah. He's playing at. Somewhere like Portsmouth Guildhall in a few weeks. You should go there.
Mm. Maybe I'll go.
Yeah.
I'll go to Portsmouth. Maybe I will.
Christmassy, isn't it?
Then you'll be sorry.
I don't watch any television or films. Films and TV are not a part of Christmas at my fiancé's house.
Really?
Mm. Mm. I wish they were, because there's a lot of Christmas films.
This is the podcast where we denigrate our in-laws.
Yeah.
I wish there were better
things.
They don't
listen. Yeah. Oh, actually, they do. Sorry.
Especially, it's a bit of a kick in the dick, isn't it? When like you get given a Blu-ray or something by an in-law.
Very accurate kick. completely missed the balls. Just on the dick.
How on my dick?
No, my balls are fine. It's just a dick.
No, you get given a Blu-ray. You get really chuffed about watching it, and then you're like, should put this on, and everyone just like looks away, like, oh no, it's not for now. It's for later on. Actually, I think last year I made everyone watch an episode of Black Mirror.
Did you? That's cheerful, isn't it?
Yeah, nice. That was it wasn't San Junipero, it was the other one with
San Pellegrino.
Ron San Pellegrino, yeah. Some fizzy water. No, it was the one with Ron Howard's daughter.
Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy. What's her name? Dallas Brees.
Dallas Howard.
Yeah. Her. That one. That was good.
Which one was that?
The one where with the
ratings.
The ratings, yeah.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Has anyone seen any of the new series yet? Don't tell me if you have.
He's actually, if you go on Twitter and look at Charlie Brooker's couple of recent tweets, probably not now when you're listening to this, but back maybe on like the 17th, 18th of December.
Podcast secret then.
He put it in order.
When we're recording.
He put them in order, on the 29th, and he puts them in the order to watch them.
I saw that. And then he said, doesn't matter if you don't watch them in order.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a waste of a tweet, really, isn't it?
Pull those characters back.
Yeah.
It's Brooker. Too much rubbish on the internet. Yeah. Don't add to it.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll spoil a Christmas present now.
Why?
Just because I want to. What we're going to be watching in my house this Christmas is Dunkirk. My father hasn't seen it, and I'm pretty sure...
So you bought it for...
BOMB!
So we have to release this after Christmas. Yeah. But yeah.
That's literally
no,
not...
No, we can't.
Literally
no.
Not the point of this
episode. What have you done?
So yeah. Dad, you're getting Dunkirk. And we're going to watch
it. Actually, I got my dad Dunkirk for Christmas, yeah.
Oh, what are you doing?
In the hope of me never having to watch it again.
Well, I bought my dad a saucepan.
Ooh.
See, that's thinking out of the box. I bought my dad you have to get it in a box, otherwise he'd be like, give me a saucepan.
Saucepans you buy.
Oh, they have a little
bit
of cards, don't they?
Got a bit of card, yeah. This is a fancy one. Mm. Copper and stone.
I need to get my old man a bottle of port as well.
Oh, that's good for Christmas, isn't it? And I quite like sherry, which I don't think is very cool. But it's tasty.
It is tasty. You only have it at Christmas.
Tasty.
So.
Mm.
Nice. I once drank 5 miniature bottles of sherry in a bath.
Ooh. Oh, and who is that?
The door. There's somebody at the door.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everyone.
But before we get into that, should we talk about what we think our characters might be doing for Christmas?
Love it. Yeah, okay.
What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Let's start.
Let's blitz through them. What do you reckon Mikhail will be up to this fine Christmas Eve?
I think if he gets a present, it will probably be like a globe.
I think he owns globes already. Who
would buy him a present? Maybe buys a present for himself and he sends it.
I think it'd be palladium.
Really?
From Vladimir Putin. Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Isn't that? I was trying to make a political joke about the whole Russian poisoning scandal.
Yeah, oh, were you in the cup of tea and that lot? Yeah, maybe.
Is it palladium? Have I picked the wrong... we must look that up.
Yeah. So he's getting the London Palladium for Christmas.
He's getting the Palladium.
The Palladium. No, I reckon he's... For some reason, I reckon he, like, is quite... I reckon he would, even though he's alone in a new country, I think he would stick to some routines. Like, I imagine he would put on a little paper crown still and sit down for a meal alone.
Pull his own cracker.
Like he'd pull his own cracker, certainly. For the motherland. But I reckon he would adhere to routine.
Yeah.
And he would...
That's quite a sad image. I could imagine him hanging up mistletoe.
And watching Stalingrad.
And watching Stalingrad. Those two things go hand in hand.
Is that the Jude Law film?
The guy did Das Boot, he did Stalingrad, and it's like 3 hours long, and it's so fucking depressing. But it's good, but it's depressing.
So that's his Christmas. I don't think I want to go around his house for dinner.
Well, do you reckon he's got any lights up?
Yes.
Red ones.
I reckon he's got little sickle and hammer hologram on the wall. But at Christmas,
holograms.
You know what I mean? Like projections.
Ooh, fancy.
But at Christmas, he puts little snowflakes around them.
Yeah.
He's sounding more and more festive.
Yeah, he is.
And I reckon instead of a Chinese lantern, he launches a new weather balloon.
That's such a nice picture.
A little tribute to his chosen profession.
I think he might be.
And then shoots it down promptly.
Shout out to the Russian listeners.
Let's see who else we can offend. The Kneebolts.
Oh, hey, they're new.
They'd have a busy household, didn't they? They'd invite people around.
There would be kind of like two parties in that cul-de-sac, and they would be the later party. They would be the one that would go on. You know, they would start afterwards. People have gone to maybe the Leds.
What for mince pie and sherry?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, I reckon that's a good shout.
And then go on to the knee box. Like, fuck it, you want to come back for a little
but
smoke?
But I reckon
for
every
a little smoke.
I reckon every knee bolt party ends with Joanna crying.
Yeah. Do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon.
Too much gin.
I reckon she's a sham at the end of the night, and Kirsty's all embarrassed.
Yeah.
And she like trundles off to bed, and someone's left consoling Joanna.
She trundles off to bed and sings Mariah Carey on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
And then they remember the dead husband. What's his name? Boltney Bolt. one of the decorations is like a tree with one of the pictures that you put little people, and it's Bolt. Oh. And then
I thought you were going to say one of them was a prosthetic.
Would have been better. That would have been better.
And Harrison Ford turned
up. Or maybe the whole tree is a prosthetic.
A prosthetic tree.
But yeah. And then And I reckon that's right. She just cries
Could you imagine if you went to the hospital and like you'd lost your limbs and they went, right, okay, well, you've got an option. You can either have prosthetic arms and legs or you can have prosthetic trees.
No, but I meant it's a tree in the shape of a prosthetic knee. I didn't mean it was a prosthetic tree.
Do they still grow?
No. So they grab things. I don't know. Like maybe they do grow like a tree.
So there you go.
It's a thought for
That's
you,
what
guys.
The knee bolts are up
but then
to.
Every knee bolt party is perfectly timed, so it's just enough time that Joanne forgets that she cried at the last one. There's a point year where Joanne's like, we should have a party.
Yeah.
And then
Kirsty's like head in hand going, Mum, don't do it.
Yeah.
Couldn't she just document it on YouTube and then show her?
No, because it's too embarrassing to film. She doesn't want the world to know.
What if Spencer Tompkins was to capture it on video?
Ooh. See, I don't think.
But then that would give it away, wouldn't it?
But he wouldn't attend.
Oh, yeah.
He wouldn't attend
via binoculars, wouldn't he?
But the knee bolt house isn't wheelchair friendly. So
that's a weird new fact.
I've been drawing blueprints of the cul-de-sac.
All the rest of the houses have got no stairs.
Yeah. Tina's hired an architect to draw.
I've got a scale model of the cul-de-sac. I don't know, but it's not.
So which houses do have wheelchairs for Spencer Tompkins?
God Catman.
Yeah. Well, that's lucky. On the places
because he lives there.
Has he got one of those?
The council worker.
All right, who else we got? Regina Jones and family. What's her Christmas look like?
I'm scared to address this Christmas.
I don't think they stay around. I think they go skiing in Salzburg.
I was going to say, somewhere where everyone's white and blonde.
What's wrong with
that? Oh, dear.
That's not a bad shout.
They go, yeah.
I think they go somewhere very isolated.
But if they ask for something, if they ask something and they want three of something, they do that, not that.
Yeah. Good, that's good podcast. friendly.
Shit. Do you like that, listeners?
You'd have to just use your imagination of what I did.
So, the council worker, presuming there are no grit-like dilemmas, they've run out of grit.
Yeah, do council, true. Are council workers on call or anything at Christmas if there is a weather...
No, I think he shuts up shop.
Hang on a minute.
Isn't
there some kind of massive drought?
Well, no, this is Christmas before, isn't it? It's fine.
Oh, Christmas before.
This,
right,
yeah, okay. And this is a hypothetical Christmas where
a
it's
hypothetical
still cold.
Christmas. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe, you know, they have their family round. Because I think
that, I reckon, like, they go to their family.
Or go to their family.
Wholesome, aren't they? Nice.
But if
people.
They were to stay, if it was 1 year, I'm going to have them round. He has them round. Or she has them round.
Who do you reckon does like the Christmas Eve carols round the piano?
That could be the council worker.
Yeah. Like,
I don't think the leads would do something, but it wouldn't be that generous. So I think it would be like
they cut mince pies into half.
They would just do like quiet drinks one evening, but they wouldn't do the Christmas Eve. Maybe the council worker would do that.
Yeah.
And everyone would pretend it'd be like, oh, we're not talking like local politics tonight. And then like within half an hour, they've pinned the council worker in the corner, like berating them over a pothole or something.
Yeah.
It's very specific.
I have a grudge.
to the pothole. Let's berate them over it.
Yeah, no, I think that would... I think they could host that.
Yeah. Okay, so talking about the leads, though, what would the leads do? What's their... They would definitely watch the Queen's
I reckon Queen. This is the one time of the year Gerald lives up to his name and gives Valerie the lead.
Oh,
Christmas bone.
Come on, dear.
Up the wooden hill.
In the name. He puts on the uniform again.
Without the pants.
Crotchless naval uniform. On Gerald.
He's like red face, like Santa.
The hunt for red October. Over it.
Somehow so much worse.
Red October being Gerald. And then
thanks.
And then, like, you know, Valerie Led?
Yeah.
Yeah. She then, after the stuff's been done, she has a shower, puts her pinny on, and makes some mince pies.
It's got too wholesome.
Yeah, because she has to go back to it. Even though, you know, she's not going to lie there, like, you know, legs akimbo with a fag hanging out of her face. And like,
these are great images. I reckon the Leds stockpiled Christmas crackers in 1986.
Nice.
And they're still working their way through them.
And they've got dangerously illegal things in there, like flick knives and...
Yeah.
Flick knives
in
you. Indoor fireworks.
Indoor fireworks.
Valerie, I found this great deal.
Woolworths.
For
Woolworths.
Yeah. Nice. Get the crackers out, dear.
Just two. No, just two.
Just one.
Just one.
I won again, Valerie.
No, you did it wrong.
And I reckon.
But I reckon they do like a mince pie, and that's probably right.
I reckon he.
Joanne then, cries at that as well.
I reckon he gets up and sings in the Bleakwood Midwinter.
In the Bleakwood Midwinter,
which is like it's
the After Eight tribute song.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think anyone attends God Cat's Man's service? Do they do a carol service?
Yeah, mass.
I reckon they sing a mass. Then. He does a mass.
I reckon he goes to mass. Yeah. Mass.
Do they sing carols at mass?
Yeah.
Good.
Or you just turn up. I mean,
is that at midnight?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think this most. Too, I don't think most of cul-de-sac turns up.
That's a shame.
I think Joanne goes. She cries at it.
I get the feeling.
I'm worried about Joanne. Joanne, guys.
Guys, gotta go call Joanne.
I reckon very few turn up.
Oh.
I reckon even Spencer has an excuse, even though God can't see.
His wheelchair's got a puncher.
The church isn't wheelchair friendly.
Yeah, yeah. And he gets onto the council work and pins him down about it.
Classic God Catman.
Yeah.
GCM.
I reckon God Catman does Secret Santa with Spencer Tompkins.
That's a nice idea. Maybe he's got the Holy Trinity in there as well.
I think he tries to buy Spencer something that's like really kind in a way, but also slightly inappropriate.
Yeah.
Like what?
Do you remember those things you used to get in cornflakes that you'd put on the wheels of bikes?
Oh, those, what, they made the noise?
Yeah, the clacker things.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it gets them.
Oh, that's grim.
Oh, that would be cool.
Or just high-vis.
Remember that DeAntwood video?
Yeah.
They souped up their wheelchairs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was good, wasn't it? Yeah, it was good.
I think Earl Erner would have turned up to the Christmas mass.
Speed Stripes.
Speed Stripes. Go Fast Stripes.
Go Faster Stripes.
Yeah.
Not.
Fast and Furious 9. Spencer Tompkins drift.
In his room.
Colder drift.
Nope.
Cold drift sack. No?
That sounds like a
drift sack.
Problem you got.
Yeah.
So Earl Erner, that last one, isn't it?
Yeah. He'd have been at the service, right?
He'd be at service.
He'd be playing the piano or the organ.
He'll be at the knee bolt, he'll be in Salzburg, he'll be fucking everywhere.
He'd be fucking everywhere.
He would.
I say, I don't think he'd go to the mass.
Do you not reckon?
Oh,
I reckon he'd play music at it.
No.
Jazzy rendition.
I think there's a nice, like a serious backstory in Earl's relationship with religion and God. And that I think maybe he'd like walk with God Catman to the thing and say, I'll leave you here. And then he'd like, but God Catman respects Earl for whatever's happened. I like that. I like that there's a deeper story there. There's a mutual respect there, that there's some hidden backstory where Earl's like, you go on ahead, I'll wait here.
And he just waits outside.
Yeah. So he listens to the music, but he doesn't engage. I think that could be quite beautiful.
Yeah.
Should put that on the front of the Jehovah's Witness.
No, I'm on the front of it.
Mm. You're up on the cliff, but Earl's down on the beach looking up at you.
Playing piano.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I can get involved in that.
Yeah, I like that he has a hidden backstory.
But then I also think that he's got like a cheeky bottle of like dark rum or something.
Ooh, spiced.
Spiced dark rum. He's just... Mm. He is tickling the ivories. And like... That's the right...
You keep tickling him.
Stop tickling him, Earl. And he has that. And he probably got... I reckon he'll have about 4 Christmas dinners.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I think he'll go in knee bolts. I think God Catman will sort him out one. Council worker will definitely give him something.
Yeah.
And Valerie Led will give him like a bit of, you know, turkey sandwich.
Ooh, sounds all right.
That's a euphemism.
Is it?
Yep.
I quite like that.
For a threesome.
Mikhail would bring out like the cold cuts the next day for him as well for some reason.
Yeah. Throw at him.
No, I reckon he'd, yeah. Duh. He would do something.
Yeah.
In his regimented way, he'd be like, I have too much food here.
I think, yeah, I think that. I think there's the only ones that wouldn't will be the, because they're away. will be
Regina.
Regina, yeah.
All right, look, we've done enough of that.
Yeah.
Should we bring some people in?
Let's bring them in. They're waiting outside in the cold.
It is chilly out there.
Yeah. In the bleak winter, something.
Peaky.
Right, we're back from the place we were
from
at.
Pigs in blanket.
Oh, we
time.
Had pigs in blankets.
Garlic.
Yes.
We have pigs in blanket.
Lucas, who are you?
I like Die Hard.
Lucas likes Die Hard. Chris, one fact about you.
I'm a fictional character that's been made up in Taffet.
Oh, wow.
Oh. I mean, yeah, that's totally true.
That's a lot of work for us moving forward to continue this line.
I die in this episode. Oh, spoiler.
In the spirit of the podcast already. And Lottie, one fact about you.
I'm a girl.
Yes.
Fact.
These are all solid facts.
So, yeah, so we got these three guys in to help us chat about. We thought we'd do a little bit of 2017 review. Chat about our highs and lows of the film and television world. What excited us, what brought us down, good cinema experiences, good watching at home experiences, and maybe some stuff we're looking forward to next year. So guys, starting with you, Lottie, since you're laughing next to me, what was your highlight of the film and television industry 2017?
I can't remember anything I've seen.
That's always difficult.
Did you see a little show called The Leftovers?
No. Uh-huh. Oh, I'll talk about a show that I keep talking to you about in The Sinner. I enjoyed that. Not many people have seen
Jessica
that.
Jessica Biel, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I heard good things about that.
I really enjoyed it. I would recommend
Jessica
people watch
Biel.
It.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Then Ozark.
Ozark, yeah.
Stranger Things, obviously everyone knows.
See, Stranger
about.
Things didn't do it for me in the end.
Really?
It was good, but not all it was hyped up to be, I felt.
Oh, no, I enjoyed it.
If you look at the two seasons, what is that, 16 episodes?
They're identical.
It's easily been nine in total.
The first season's way better.
My
than
God,
the second.
It took forever to get going.
No, I enjoyed it. Apart from that weird episode when they kind of went out.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I think
it's quite famous now, isn't it?
Yeah.
That episode.
Also, though, don't you think that Winona Ryder is just Neil Buchanan from Art Attack?
What?
Well, all she does is just like make giant things with like crafts and shit and stuff from Christmas, like lights. Neil Buchanan.
That's gonna be. I never
thought of it like that before. But yes,
there you go. Neil Buchanan's face.
Nice.
Yeah.
Any lows?
Any lows? No, I've obviously blocked them out of my memory. Mm. Can't think of anything.
We
terrible.
Tried to watch a film called Atomic Blonde.
Atomic Blonde.
Hard work, wasn't it?
Yeah, which I only realised afterwards it was done by the same guy that did John Wick. So I was quite excited. Mm. I would have been, if I'd known that, I would have been excited about it. But it was awful.
Yeah, it was awful.
Like, it was really bad.
Yeah.
And I really like John Wick. As terrible as it kind of is, but I thought it's great.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's a shame. I was going to watch that. Good to know now.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah, it's really not good.
See John Wick 2, though. Not very good.
No, not as good as John Wick 1.
No, so not as good. But still, enjoyable.
Better
still
than Atomic Bomb.
Yeah.
I have nothing to say.
Okay.
No?
All right.
Chris, how about you? Highs and lows from the year?
I would say, controversially, I really enjoyed Ghost in the Shell.
Mm.
I thought that was great. I thought it was a nice way of bringing it alive on the screen, although most people didn't really like it.
Do you know what I liked about it?
What?
At the very beginning...
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, yeah. But the very beginning, when they're in the tea rooms bit, that's Guy of Gisborne from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves that gets taken.
What? Really?
Yep. Interesting. Like, interesting. Boy, you wanted some work. Got it, didn't he? Yeah.
Visually, it was stunning.
That's the most niche reason for liking a film ever.
I went, fucking Guy of Gisborne! No, I didn't. Oh, you did actually, because I quite liked that guy.
That arachnid geisha from that scene.
In the crawling up the...
Badass. Yeah. Oh, and then talking about sort of weird arachnid-type things, Split was a freaking brilliant film.
Really?
That was
you didn't like it?
What are you saying as if I should like it?
And then my low was most of the series, this current series of Game of Thrones. I thought it got ridiculous.
Oh, what?
Ridiculous. Like how they do like sort of travel time across like different lands and whatnot.
I heard that. I haven't watched it yet, but I heard it's just,
ridiculous.
Travel time.
How have you not watched it yet? You are Littlefinger.
That's why I don't watch myself. I don't like to see
myself. I suppose
there's
a point where you can't watch anymore.
No, I've been working on Peaky Blinders as well.
So I've been busy.
I'm now Abraham Gold, not Littlefinger.
Mr. Gold.
Mr. Gold.
But, yeah, actually, no. you shot my mate in the arm.
Just to give something away.
Nothing to do with any TV shows.
you've got a lot of questions to answer. No?
Sorry, outlandish violence.
Yeah, well, you did. One of my mates is a copper in it, and he gets shot in the arm.
Very good. I know who you're referring to. Yeah. Interesting.
Is that your high point for both of you from this year?
No. I tell you what, I watched, only because it's fresh in my memory, I watched Detroit on Saturday night.
Detroit.
Right.
What did you try?
Detroit. What's wrong with that? Detroit. What?
You actually are Eminem. Detroit. What?
It's Detroit.
Detroit. I can fucking say what I want to say.
What are you trying?
Detroit was very. I loved everything in the motel. Either side of that, I did not enjoy. Yeah. As soon as they got into the motel, that's when it got going for me.
Yeah.
I thought it was a really tense hour and a half, and then it was bookended by.
Lou was not up for watching a tense film. We chose the wrong film.
That is a little tense.
So much so that she had to start looking up actually what happened in real life during the riots because it was too tense. It's really hardcore, yeah. Catherine Bigelow's.
Notice how good Boyega was at his Denzel Washington impersonation.
Yeah.
He's totally Denzel.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, who should we cast in this role? Denzel Washington? No, he's too old.
Most of the actors were British in that. Do you know that?
Yeah,
like really? the guy, the cop who there's a cop. There's three. Obviously, there's Will Poulter, and there's and the other cop is an Irish guy who's in that film. What's that one? The one that's by the guy who did that film with Mark Ruffalo and Keira Knightley.
Groundhog Day.
No, Begin Again.
Yeah, but yeah. So he did another film that
Groundhog
was set
Day.
In Ireland.
And
the
music
name?
One.
Yeah.
And it's
Sing Street.
Yeah, and it's the guy. It's the older brother in that. Is in that, and I think there's another British dude in it. Yeah.
I did actually listen to a really interesting podcast about Detroit, which was. But they were saying it was a mixture of white and black Americans, and they were criticizing Boyega's performance slightly because they said, and they think it was because. The like police climate over there is slightly different, and he was missing the natural. Like, there's a moment they said when you're a black American approached by a police officer there, there's a little internal reactions you have, a little bit of tenseness and everything else that just instantly comes over you that it was missing from his performance. And they were saying maybe the police culture over here in England isn't quite what it is over there, so they thought there was little bits missing from the performances. Because just he wouldn't have experienced, whilst there's still some prejudice, maybe not quite experienced what it's like to be an American being confronted by a white police officer, which I thought was really interesting.
Mm.
So. He probably hadn't experienced the 70s as well. So, I mean,
he wouldn't even have thought then, was he?
Yeah, it would have been tough for him to act, which is his job. But it would have been tough.
Another good point.
I gotta be quiet now.
That was your high point. What was your low point?
2017
year in review.
I don't know. There was nothing.
It's leftovers. Hard to remember.
Yeah, it's hard to remember. I think one that stuck out, which I thought was really good, and then as the more I thought about it, it wasn't as good. was that one with Jason Momoa in it?
The Justice League.
No, solid. No, the one with the one with out on the border, outside the border. It's like a post, not post-apocalyptic at all, but it's out like the cannibals and stuff. And
when they're at the frontier.
Oh, the thing that you told me to watch.
Yeah, it was good, but then I went back and watched bits of it. And I didn't really like it that much.
Can you remember what it's called?
Bad Batch.
Ah, there we go.
We like to build up the suspense, even when we know what it's called.
Right in.
So yeah, that was not only a low point, but I was like, oh, I wish now on reflection it wasn't as good as I remembered. But yeah, no, I think that's pretty much nothing else. That's, I think another high point is, even though three seasons in, Broad City, that's brilliant. But then that's kind of doing that a little bit now. It's kind of downward in a little bit, but very funny still.
I tell you what's hit rock bottom, in my opinion, and I'm really upset about it, is The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Just the worst television.
Really, yeah. Really bad.
I think it hit rock bottom quite a while ago. It's just that
I've just been persisting. Yeah.
But I've read stuff about them talking about it could go on for years still. They've said that this could be like franchise television, that it could go on for 50 years, I heard them say. So this doesn't bode well if you already feel it's hit rock bottom.
Man, it is awful. It is really
I've
bad.
Never watched, never been my thing.
Maybe Disney will buy the franchise.
Crossover topical. Universe. I like that. Right.
They can just resurrect old scripts.
With a bigger zombie and a fatal flaw. Mega zombie, exactly. Death zombie.
One of my highlights was The Handmaiden.
Handmaid's Tale, yeah.
No, Handmaid.
Oh.
The Korean, Korean film.
Oh, Great.
So I saw that Secret Cinema X, and it was awesome. So we had to take a vow of silence going in. Had to dress in like.
Are you allowed to talk about it?
Yeah. Shirt and tie and all that, and yeah, went through and but they did the film. And then underneath they had like Japanese, Korean blinds, you know, sliding doors so that you could see the silhouettes through. So they would act out bits of the film through the doors underneath, including the lesbian sex scene.
Which scene Gutted. Stuck in your mind?
The lesbian sex scene acted out live on stage was quite surprising.
Okay.
But no one could share their surprise with the vow of silence, which was quite an interesting
Which
way
I feel like you've probably
that.
Broken.
No, well, I'm allowed to talk about it now. But you had to bring a notepad to order drinks and everything. The whole thing, you weren't allowed to talk. So it's quite a cool
experience. Did you hear anyone talk?
No one was talking.
No one talked?
No, everyone took it really seriously.
Did you actually go on jury duty? For like really weird warp version of it.
Yeah.
That old lesbian sex jury duty. Yeah.
They did it.
Again.
The lesbian sex trial
everyone
of the century.
Everyone wants that case.
No, it was a unique experience, but a good film as well. Mm-hmm. Well, that was a bit of a high for me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Secret cinema's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are they doing next?
Wap, wap. You can't. You don't know, do you? That's the point, isn't it?
I got thrown out of Secret Cinema.
Yes.
What was that?
It was the Star Wars Secret Cinema.
And you told everyone it was Star Wars.
It's
his dad.
for the months beforehand, you know, you're getting emails being addressed to you as, you know, greetings Rebel X, and we'll skip forward to the day of the film, and obviously you have to vacuum pack your mobile phone. You're not allowed to take any photos. And then there's alcohol, so of course you have to break your phone out of the vacuum pack seal. Because obviously you're battling the Empire and you're a rebel, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was taking photos of everything, and all of a sudden, you know, a squad of stormtroopers descended upon me and tried to get me to delete all my photos, at which point I told them that I didn't want to delete any of the photos, so they threw me out.
As stormtroopers? Did they miss the door?
Which just threw me into the wall.
Yeah.
I was imagining a fist fight with just like.
But didn't you nick something as well though?
I woke up in the morning and I had.
That's your sister.
Nick my integrity. I managed to come home with a. It's so benign. It's like I came home with a car seatbelt buckle.
Yeah,
Yeah, and that was my harness as I left the planet Earth to go to Tatooine, or to Mos Eisley, should I say. And, yeah, I just, well, fuck it, take the boy out the Portsmouth.
Yeah, right. Can I ask a question then? So
to finish that phrase.
How many like, times in did you get fucking done in by the Mos Eisley Cantina band song?
It was being played, but I was just like in the thick of it, right? You know,
taking pictures.
Yeah, it was cool. I really enjoyed Secret Cinema for that reason, that you were fully immersed into it. I just was pretty against the fact that they didn't provide you any opportunity to take photos in what essentially, you know, boils down to being, you know, the realization of most young boys' dreams. Why wouldn't you be allowed to take photos of that sort of experience?
Exactly the same young boy dreams I had, yes.
So if there was...
But you took photos.
His camera was on silent. Though.
Go on, what were you going
to
say?
Mine was to live in a world where 2% of the population had disappeared.
You'd be gutted if there was a Secret Cinema in, like, Brazzers. But you wouldn't be able to take it. You've just fucking done it.
That's one of the opportunity to participate in the production. That'll be nice, I guess.
So immersed.
Fully immersed.
What was your low point? Did we say your low point?
My low point, what, just generally this year? I don't think we need to go there, right?
Film-wise,
what did I really fucking hate? I really hated the moment where you can't think of a film.
It's tougher, isn't it?
It is tricky, and we don't like to dwell on things we dislike.
Was it when the leftovers finished?
Was it Groundhog Day?
No, Groundhog Day's amazing.
Should we just draw this to a conclusion?
Well, I made a very funny joke about 2%, but no one even acknowledged it.
Oh,
I did. I'm just saying.
Okay, so we've acknowledged it. Lucas, you haven't said what film or TV show you really liked this year.
Well, at the risk of sounding highbrow on such an occasion, I saw a film called Killing of the Sacred Deer.
Ah, yes.
Which I loved because, I don't know, there's nobody making films like him. Huh? Have you seen it?
I hate everything sacred.
Deer. Yeah. I really hate sacred deer. They're so high and mighty. No, I mean, like, you know, it's the guy who made The Lobster and Dogtooth, and I mean, like, there really isn't anyone who makes films like him at the moment, and I really enjoyed that because it just, like, it's not even, like, takes you into a world. It just takes you into a different sort of genre that he made by himself. But yeah, no, I really, really enjoyed it. Great performances. Colin Farrell, Nicole Kidman. Yes, she can act. Everyone, relax. But yeah, no, I'd recommend that. Low point, Justice League. Terrible, worst film of all time.
Pourquoi?
It's just really badly made. It's badly put together. It's a really bad script. It's really bad visual effects. Like, it's just terrible in every way. And I don't think that it ever had anything good about it at all.
I've not seen it. But
not to be too harsh.
could you tell like a difference because of Thingy leaving?
Between a good film and this
one. Yeah. What's his name? Thingy going and Joss Whedon getting on board.
Whedon. Yeah.
Can you tell? Could you feel a difference on there?
No, I know someone who works in the film industry and he told me. All right, it's me.
Wow, the mask is off.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to break any rules, but I don't think that a director makes these films, and I don't think that it really mattered who was at the helm, because it's still a bunch of people at a desk making decisions, and they were all bad decisions, and that's the problem. So that's what we got.
Can I ask a bigger question to everyone?
Yes.
In cinema in general, who is suffering now from superhero fatigue after 2017?
Totally.
Yeah. I certainly am.
I want to see Aquaman.
Well, I just don't watch any of them anymore, to be honest. I just have no desire to follow any of these franchises anymore.
I did hear that Thor was supposed to be good. Someone kept telling
but
me
it,
that.
I mean, even the good ones now, to me, and I'm not bothered. Because what's his... I can't pronounce his name. Taiki Waititi, the director of that.
Taika Waititi.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think he's fantastic, but I have no desire to go see it because I'm just done with them. I don't care about these characters, where it's going.
Mm. What was that What was that film he did this year that was amazing?
Thor.
No, no, the in what, the wilderness.
Hunt for the Wilder People. Yeah, great.
That was a fantastic film. Yeah, really that was a brilliant film.
I tell you what, I was thinking when you were talking about casting last week, when I saw that film, I thought Sam Neill was an odd choice for that role. Mm. Because I thought, like, there's supposed to be this payoff where he's sort of nice at the end, right? Mm. But from the beginning, I knew he was going to be nice. You know what I mean? Like, Sam Neill's got this...
Yeah,
this
likability about him,
I think there's a great Australian actor called David Field, who I thought could have played that role really well, because he's got the gruffness. He's got the sort of, like, oh, I don't care about kids and shit. Yeah.
Oh, but, that's a really good Australian actor.
Yeah, yeah, well, I've been there once
could have been
twice.
Louder, but, you know. But,
Germany! But, yeah, call back. Cut that bit. But yeah, no, I felt like, Sam Neill was cast because he's a friend of Taika Waititi. And I think he did an amazing job. I just felt like there was something when I was watching the film that he was a little bit too likable from the start.
Mm. Oh, did he do what we do in the shadows as well?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Which was amazing.
Yeah.
They're doing a second one.
There's a follow-up, is there?
Someone told me that.
Werewolf.
They're making it now,
werewolf
thing, isn't it? Mm. Werewolves.
Werewolves. And, werewolves. It's going to be those guys.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
But I feel it's just, like... Well, I don't think it matters who you hire for any of these films, because it's just a big corporate thing that I'm not going to buy into, no matter who's fronting it. But so it's too far gone at this stage. It's all just too clogged up.
But then they're, like, in France, they do that thing, don't they, for every, like, global... blockbustery Hollywood film. There's a bunch of French films after show.
Yeah. Certain amount released every month or week, isn't it?
Oh, like a quota.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting you should say that because France has the highest quota of most countries in the world, and I think it's about 15% that they have to show domestic product. And I'll tell you a story of why that is.
Please do.
So, basically, the way that Hollywood became famous is that they stay out of the war for an extra 2 years. So they were able to make a lot more films, and then they made it part of the rules that when they liberated France, that they would exclusively show Hollywood content. And France, in particular, had a rule where they could only show French films for 4 weeks of the year, and the rest of the year they had to show American films. And therefore, that was the cause of the backlash that happened in the 60s and 70s. Where you get all these amazing filmmakers, and you have the French New Wave of Godard and Truffaut and all the great filmmakers that have come out of that period, was just a reaction to being oppressed with American films. You had the Hollywood New Wave that came in the late 60s and 70s as well, which was a reaction to commercial interest taking over Hollywood. And that's sort of where we are now, is that we have an industry that's run by commercial interests. But it's so diverse and it's so controlled that we don't really have the rebellion that they had in the 70s. It's not really as possible as it once was.
But do you think that there'll be a backlash to this superhero overclock?
I would hope so, but it probably would have happened 10 years ago. It's sort of out of our control now. I think, if anything, the backlash is Netflix. The backlash is television.
TV. Yeah, big time.
And that's where characters have gone to be explored.
I read something though that the guy from the CEO of Netflix has a quota of how many shows he gets to cancel. He wants to raise the amount of shows he cancels per year. So there was a big thing of a load of shows getting cancelled this year, like that Gypsy with Naomi Watts, and there were some obviously never made the cut anyway. But like they're doing that in order for it to go right to something else, something else, something else. And what's happening is that shows that are either aired on Netflix or on ABC or on USA or anything like that, they then it kind of goes almost up for an auction to another television company to pick it up. So, and it's this weird thing, but he's trying to cancel so that happens so he can get through more. I mean, Netflix is cool for all these awesome shows that come out, but it's also... it's there's no end game to it, is there? There's no, like, he's just like make.
Do you know what blew my mind recently, though, that I read that Netflix was founded in 1999, I can't believe that it was that early. I don't know what it was in its earlier form, it was just
rental DVD. So you'd call up Netflix and then they deliver a DVD to your house.
Ah.
And then you'd rent it and then you'd watch it for 7 days and then you'd send it back and get another one.
Ah.
And that's sort of how it worked.
Love Film.
I didn't realise
that. Yeah, Love Film was that. Yeah, because I remember getting a Love, the Blu-ray of Deadwood, season two of Deadwood.
Ah, Deadwood, what a show.
And it came through, it was a Blu-ray, and I wanted to watch it on my DVD player, and I fucking couldn't. And I'd waited like about a week and a half to get this Blu-ray, and I just stupidly took the wrong box. What an a-hole.
So, speaking of that backlash then, so what's everyone looking forward to in 2018?
The Walking Dead, obviously.
It can only Chris? Get
better. I'm going to read Secret Machines over Christmas, which is Tom DeLonge from Blink-182, who's kind of gone full batshit crazy over UFOs and reckons that he's got, like, his team have really high security clearance, and he's, like, properly in with the people that are helping to evangelise this new disclosure period.
So when he was going for his security clearance, and they said, all right, okay, Tim, is it?
Tom.
Tom, what do you want? Did he say he wants all the small things?
It was such a build up and such a letdown. The Tim and Tom joke was better.
I like the giggle.
I was thinking, how can I get in?
Yeah.
How can I get in this? Did they say Tom? No, that wasn't right.
How old am I?
Any films you're looking forward to, which is what the question I was
going to ask. All right. It's not 2018, but I am going to see Star Wars tomorrow. So, has anybody else here seen it yet?
Not yet.
No one.
My brother-in-law has gone to see it, so he can vet it to see if my nephew can go see it, clever. So I can go and see it.
I
think you'd be right.
Yeah. I don't know.
If it's Owen friendly, yes. it's Ryan suitable.
Wow.
What are you looking forward to, Tiernan?
Me, I'm looking forward to 3 billboards outside of
Edinburgh. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. That was going to be mine.
So, yeah, really looking forward to that. I've read the script, actually. So, looking forward to that.
I keep forgetting the name of it. It's really, like, really taxing. I was like, billboard one.
How many billboards?
But no, so they put out a load of scripts for award season, different things like that. So the script was online. So I thought, you know what, for once, it's rare that I've come across a script before I've seen the film. So I just thought I'd give it a go.
This might be Sam Rockwell's year.
Yeah.
Oscars.
Yeah, and I reckon this could be up for... Yeah, it should be original screenplay and everything else like that. So, I'm looking forward to that. And the post as well.
Mm.
The new Spielberg one with Hanks and Meryl Streep. So, I really loved Bridge of Spies last year. That was one of my highlights. I loved that film. So, look forward to that.
How did they make a Bridge of Spies? Super glue.
Lego
Bridge of Spies.
Ryan, are you excited about Ready Player One?
I am very excited about Ready Player One, yeah. Can't wait. There's another one which looks quite good, but yeah, Ready Player One.
Is there any chance you'll be disappointed by it?
Totally. But it's Spielberg in it, so I actually didn't mind that one that everyone hated, that Pinocchio one.
Pinocchio.
What's the one with AI? Yeah,
I really like that.
Oh, that was awful.
I really liked it.
I remember the bit with Pinocchio then.
It's Pinocchio.
I really rated it.
It's Pinocchio, isn't it?
Yeah.
With the nose.
It's really sad.
I don't remember the nose.
Everything is Pinocchio, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I enjoyed that.
That was awful. That.
How is that? Because it put Hans Christian
Andersen. 19 hours long.
Yeah.
Phantom Thread. That's the other one I forgot.
You're looking forward to that.
Phantom Thread. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
Is that the prequel to
P.T. Anderson, Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yeah.
His last film.
That's the Oscar, isn't it? Yeah. Forgot about that.
Last film. He's retired 20 times.
Yeah. He retired to be a dressmaker before, didn't he?
Cobbler.
The film is about dressmaking.
And he did it.
And he retired before to be a cobbler for a while.
He was a cobbler for like 7 years.
Anyone else? Any looking forward to anything, Ash?
No.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I got a film, another highbrow one, called The Square. Wonderkind Palme d'Or.
One of my favourite shapes.
Didn't it? It was the director of Force Majeure, wasn't
yes.
it? Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Which is a brilliant, brilliant film.
Ash. Looking forward to the next series of People Just Do Nothing, which I've been obsessively watching, even though I missed it in 2014 when it came out. Have you seen it? It's
yeah.
good, isn't it?
I like it a lot. Reminds me of home.
Does it?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what I'm excited about next year in film and TV terms. Stranger Things will be back, I imagine, which would be exciting.
Westworld season 2.
Yeah, man.
Westworld again. Yeah.
There is a Peaky Blinders season 5, but I don't know if it's coming out next year. Probably not.
Are you
is
in
that
it?
Still going, really?
So good.
Do you not listen to the podcast?
Not the last two episodes.
I have to admit, I was not about watching that at all, and then I just binged it.
Yeah.
Why would no one take me for a face value on The Leftovers then?
I've seen The Leftovers, man.
I haven't finished it.
I watched like two episodes.
I've not finished season three.
I wasn't sold. Does it get better at episode 3?
I guess it's just great from the start. I don't understand. Have you watched this?
Not at all.
To be honest.
At least he's honest.
No, I wanted to address the fact that Damon Lindelof is a terrible writer.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
What? You see that to the end?
This is very bold.
Did anyone see Force Awakens? What a turd. There's this other film. There's this other film called Prometheus that he wrote. Just gets worse.
Hold it in.
What's he doing? What's
Watchmen he's doing now.
See that?
Oh, man. Watchmen TV series.
You're not a fan?
Not a fan of Lindelof. It's just a piece of shit. You know what? There's this show, and it goes on for 100 years, and there's this monster, and it just keeps haunting people for ages. And they're like, instead of thinking what the monster's going to be from the start, they came up with this stupid idea where it's made out of smoke, and it lives in the island, and then everyone's in some weird purgatory island thing. It's stupid from the start.
They're in a plane crash. I've seen that series.
We've not seen it.
No, smoke Monster Tropical Island. It's top show. It's like the smoke bus.
It's like The Bachelor, but with the smoke monster.
It's Survivor, and everyone dies.
Spoiler.
Anyway, he sucks.
Yeah, I don't think put me in my place.
I'm not sure that'll make the cut.
I do the final edit. Yeah. Best of luck. No, thank you guys for coming. That was, it was very helpful. It was nice to hear other people's... It was nice to get other input, wasn't it?
Yeah.
From other than the three of us sitting in a shed talking about things and not developing things well enough, clearly.
Yeah.
It's nice to get other people's opinions.
Thank you.
Always good as well. Thanks, for the guys. Writing and everything else, and for watching, is to get other people's viewpoints and freshen things up.
Yeah.
So I'll check out a few of those recommendations.
And now on Radio 3, A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. Oh, have you got any poppers? What? You know, poppers. No, mate. Oh, I don't know, actually, like, a good party, isn't it? Yeah. Money, Scrooge, shitloads of money, Tiny Tim, no money, shit money, no money, ah, oh, what?
Tiny Tim has crutches. Now they were quite like little kids, but the littlest, the one that they had, was a tiny, tiny, tiny Tim. Tiny Tim, where'd you come from? I don't remember your day of birth, but I probably was at work for that dirty old man, Mr.
Hey there, who are you? Do you have money? Of course you do. I have it. I'm Scrooge. I'm a banker and I like lots of things, especially paper things that go in banks. I have some people who work for me, but they don't work hard and they don't like to see that I actually want to buy lots of things for me. So they have to work on Christmas Day, Bob Cratchit Christmas Day, other person Christmas Day, cleaner lady Christmas Day. Everyone works Christmas Day. Who needs Christmas Day? Jesus, he's dead. I sleep on a duvet made of lots of money. It's quite heavy and doesn't insulate well, but it's not the point. It's a statement. I sleep with money because I've got money. I've got a partner, but he kind of died. He had something wrong with him, and he didn't tell anyone before it was too late. He's dead now. And I own the company. I'm tired. Time to sleep.
Lisa Scrooge.
Who are you?
It is I, Jacob Marley.
You're dead.
Well, you're being a massive dick, aren't you?
I don't understand.
You will be quiet when I'm talking to you. I died. Have some respect. You are being such a dick that three people are going to see you tonight.
I don't care,
you little monkey. So listen to me. You will be visited by three ghosts. One really old, one modern, and one new wave. They will tell you things.
Okay.
Yes, okay. Goodbye.
They are lying. Hi.
Who are you?
Oh, hi. I was waving at the person behind you.
What?
Made you look. I'm the ghost of something in the past, man. Hi, your name is Ebenezer Scrooge. You're really young in this picture. Look at it.
That's not me. Oh, wait, yes, it is me.
Yeah, you really liked eating olives from a jar.
I did.
Yeah, you really like those little pigment olives. Red things in the olive, how'd they get there, huh? What? Oh, wait, here's a memory coming through. Hey, you liked painting the dog with canvas pastels, pastel colors, coral pink and gray. Corals like pink, no way, yes it is, maybe not. Who knows? You do Ebenezer, remember?
Oh yeah, I like them, yeah.
But then wait, another memory is coming to my head.
Christmas.
Guess what? People think things in the 90s. They think now. Like, Big Break, that was good.
Yes, it was.
Anyway, in the 90s, like now, you were kind of being a dick to people.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were, man. You, hey, let's go visit Tiny Tim.
Who's Tiny Tim?
Tiny Tim, man. He's tiny. And he's Tim. And you know his father, man. Okay. Look what you're doing to Tiny Tim. He's nearly dead.
Hello, father. Tiny Tim.
Some more money. I know good old Ebony the Scrooge will help me there. Tim, Tim, he's dead. Tiny. Some food from his passenger side of his car.
Ooh, Tim. Oh, God, Bob, he's crying.
Yeah, man, that's because, hey, you're a bit of a dick.
No, I didn't want to die.
Hey, no, yeah, you don't be a dick about things. Come on, man. What? You, Hey, do you remember the N64?
Yeah.
Hey, do you remember Star Fox?
Yeah.
Let's go play some Star Fox. Wait, no, you got something to do. Someone else is coming for you. I'm going to go play Star Fox. And, hey, it's the 90s, so I might... I don't know. Go to the swimming leisure center. Pool party. Yeah.
Bong.
What's that? What's that?
Bong. Bang bong.
pressing my doorbells.
It is me. I'm the ghost of future times. And here's my chambermen with me. Ominous!
A dick! Yes! You've been a big fat dick!
I'm so sorry. I just love money. I thought people didn't like my shoes.
No one likes anyone's shoes! They only like their own!
Look, I see. But I've changed my words.
Yes, you better! Or there'll be consequences.
That was A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. Music and lyrics arranged by Ashley Keeler and performed by Ryan Mercier. Merry Christmas, one and all.